What Becky Jo didn't really hit on was that message she delivered to the village that day, there was a microphone like this there, and on top of the roof, there was a speaker as big as the room, as big as the church, and that thing did the whole village. And Becky Jo, she is not giving herself credit for starting at the beginning, all the way through creation, through Christ, through what he did for us, through his death. I mean, she laid the entire gospel out in front of an entire village in India, and not one person who was listening didn't leave there not knowing what Christ did for them. It was much more than she's given herself credit for. It was amazing.
I didn't know about the microphone.
And that's actually true. She was holding one, but I don't think she even realized that there was a speaker on the roof going out into a village in the middle. I don't even know where we were. I mean, honestly, I don't know. There's no telling. Some village. I don't know where we were. All right. So one of the first questions that they kind of give us here when we're speaking is, what did I take to the mission field? Well, you know, I took a heart that loves the Lord in spite of the sinful shortcomings that are in my walk. You know, I made myself available, and really, what else can I do? I mean, I took an empty vessel. I'm an empty vessel, and I just let him fill me, you know. And what can I say? When you go on a mission trip, nobody's honorable enough, nobody's worthy enough, nobody's great enough. I mean, all you are is what you are. We're all sinners. Hey, Lord's calling us to do something. Let's do it. What did I leave on the mission field? Well, I think for one, I left behind an answer to prayer. You know, the ministry there in India, they had been praying for quite a long time to revive their children's ministry program, and they didn't really know how to do it. And, you know, it's a long story how the trip even came together and how we were contacted, but I mean, it was of the Lord. These guys have been praying for this for a long time, and here we were, just perfect timing from the Lord to meet that need. I think we left behind seeds in the hearts of, you know, hundreds of those kids. I mean, 600 kids something. There was 200 adults there that knew by the end of that week, you know, what Christ had done for them. You know, that whole village Becky was talking to. I mean, everybody we came in contact with knew why we were there and what Christ was about. What have you brought home from the mission field? Well, you know, really, it's kind of, for me, it's been, I've brought home a bit more courage to kind of live my life like I'm there, just like Don mentioned. I mean, when we're there, every moment of every day is for the Lord. We're praying with people. We're praying about what we're going to do. We're praying about, I mean, we're just so focused on what the Lord has brought us there to do. And I'll tell you, when I get off that plane and get home, man, I'm just like, oh, you know, it's like, yeah, I'll serve the Lord when it's just right, you know, but man, that's been my challenge. And the four of us were just talking the other night about how that's really been all of our challenge, that when we're there, man, we're just so on fire for the Lord and we're so tuned into what he's doing. And we get back and it's like, man, why can't I do that when I'm back? You know, that's just such a hard thing to keep going. Well, how's this experience changed you? Well, I don't want to sound discouraging, but honestly, right now I'm kind of in the valley a little bit. Mission trips are kind of a mountaintop. And, you know, when you come back, you tend to go through a bit of a valley. And I don't know, just like that we were talking about, you just want to be able to live for the Lord like you do there. The good thing about that is each time I come back from a trip, you know, that valley's like just a little bit higher. You know, I get a little bit more courage. I'm praying with people more. I'm doing, you know what I mean? The valley keeps going. Maybe another 17, 20 trips, I'll hit the foothills or something. I don't know. It's like, but man, it does. It makes you grow in a way that you don't even realize. When you come back, you are changed for good. I mean, for permanent. You are changed. You just have a better focus on what the Lord is asking you to do. You have more courage. It's just it's an honor. It's a blessing to be called to go and do it.